patient's name is Carol Murray. First name Carol, last name Murry. Date of birth is 10/5/1952. Date of service is 2/18/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. The 69-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of bilateral earache, diarrhea, congestion, and sinus pressure for the past 4 to 5 days. She states that she typically gets sick and has a sinus infection around October and February. Allergies to ciprobiaxin, codeine, azithromycin, and clindamycin. Current medications were discussed with patient and is placed in the chart. Medical history, arthritis, surgical history, tubal ligation, cholecystectomy, and back. Social history, denies drugs, ETOH, or smoke. ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure, 129 over 83, heart rate 100, respiration 16, temp 98.2, O2 sat 99, and she weighs 131 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, pleasant, cooperative, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Mucous membranes are moist, pupils are pearl. Bilateral tympanic membrane is obscured by cerumen. She has no erythema to the posterior pharynx, but she does have sinus pressure in the frontal and maxillary sinuses. Neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, no lymphadenopathy, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, Bausch times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, and skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, acute sinusitis. Patient does refuse any swabs the day in the office. She does agree to do a Rocephin and a Decadron shot. I will also advise her to take over-the-counter medications for symptom relief. Due to patient's number of allergies, she states that the Rocephin is acceptable for treatment at this time. If she gets any worse, she will return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. The patient does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.